Good morning, Holger.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks. We are in...
We're right now in Vidnara Farm, which is in Auroville in South India. And within Auroville, we're in a section near Ganesh Bakery, near a village called Kotakarai.
This world is a farm, yeah? So it lives from the crops and vegetables and stuff, yeah?
Yeah, we're an organic farm, and we have fields and vegetables. In the field area, we have some, or we had some rice and varago. And the vegetable area is probably one-third of the farm, actually, which included also some trees such as papaya, banana, chico, etc.
So vegetables and fruits.
Vegetable, fruits, and some fields, yeah.
Yeah. About a week ago, cyclone hit Auroville. You were here for the time?
Oh, yes. I was here, and basically all the people that live at the farm were here at the farm. Just to give you an idea, at Vidnara, we have some temporary accommodations, which are basically huts where some of the volunteers can stay.
So kitchen roof, yeah.
With kit roof, which is a grass roof, and we also have recently we built a small replacement of a accommodation, a kit roof accommodation, but it's actually made out of metal, so it's actually a metal roof with a metal grill around it. But everybody was here, including two newborn babies. They were 2 weeks and one and a half months old. And we were unharmed, which is thankful and very good, but the structures are a little bit weak. we hope we don't get another cyclone anytime soon.
Maybe not. I don't believe so. But anyhow, okay, the houses are not damaged too bad. But since it's a farm, what about the other things?
We had a total loss of. The rice and varago. You could say that the vegetable garden, we were able to save maybe 10% of the production. Mm. All our tomatoes, one of the biggest production here was actually papaya, and we lost almost all of the papayas. The only papayas trees that survived were the actual small saplings that we recently planted.
Yeah, see one there.
Yeah, so they're small plants that are not even production, but unfortunately we basically lost everything, pretty much.
How long do you think it will take you to revive, you know, to bring the crops and fruit trees back?
Well, we're currently already getting our fields ready again. We're rebuilding the beds and the fields. And we've cleared up the vegetable garden, and we're going to again start the nursery. We had the luck of having not planted 500 tomato plants, so we've actually gone ahead and planted those. Those had been in the nursery, and they were relatively unaffected from the cyclone. But once we planted that, it will take... 6 months before, probably 4 months before we are able to actually be producing the short-term crops, tomatoes, lettuce, smaller vegetables, yeah.
Well, what about fruit trees?
Well, the fruit trees that we lost, it will take several years to produce. The papayas are quicker, about 8 to 10 months we're already able to produce, but... many of the fruit trees will take several years to grow to maturity to be able to be in production. We had some cashews. Those will take 7 years to come back.
The cashew for long?
We didn't have that many cashew trees, but we had some, and they were actually entering their productive phase. And in fact, many of the villagers in the region that were affected were having a livelihood from cashew production. And as I say, it seems like around 90% of the production has of the trees have been uprooted, therefore, of the cashew trees. So not only for Oroville, but for the whole bioregion, this is pretty catastrophic. But much of the area surrounding Oroville, and if you go closer to Pondi and stuff, many of the cashew plants were uprooted or damaged. So that is, obviously, the fact is that those are trees that are lower underground, but many of them got affected. Actually,
they don't have deep roots, they got more horizontal.
Yeah.
And actually, the way I look around, you didn't have big trees in your, I mean, tall trees in the farm, yeah?
We've lost about 5 tall trees, but you don't see them from here because they're behind and they're underground.
Oh,
but you could say that some of the rain trees lost branches, but were pretty much unaffected. But we had some work trees that fell, and but since we are a farm, we don't have that many trees. In fact, we do have an area which is forest area, but it's not so extensive, and it mostly is fruit trees that we try to plant. Yeah,
it's the most damage. Did you maybe calculate how much if somebody could recompensate you in money because you would be out of profit or let's say out of source of living for a year,
Well, at this point we've just estimated the cost of repairing what has been damaged. Within that calculation we have some numbers for the loss of production. In total right now we calculate around 20 lakhs and which is a lot, and the main reason the numbers are there, basically about half that is infrastructure. We pretty much have lost many of our roofs, or the roofs are in bad shape so that we need to replace them. Fortunately, we're past the monsoon season, so we don't need to do it as urgently as if the monsoon were upon us, then we would have to do it much quicker. But 20 lakh is the number that right now we've calculated.
I've seen 2 new structures. These are like a prototype of new huts or capsules?
Yeah, we tried to develop a slightly larger capsule for volunteers to be able to come and stay. And interestingly enough, it was cheaper for us to do impermanent structure using cement beams rather than wood. Our first intention was to do them out of wood, but it turned out wood is very expensive in India, and it ended up being cheaper to make them out of reinforced cement. So we built these structures, and we did the roof out of bamboo. And unfortunately, we finished building a week before the cyclone arrived, and we simply didn't have enough time to reinforce the roof. So the roof didn't fly off, but it did suffer damage in the cyclone. There is a section of the roof that needs to be repaired, so we'll have to. We don't have to redo the whole the whole roof, but we'll have to do some.
But it's gonna be only bamboo roof, or it's gonna be reinforced with cement or something, or
no,
just this green
no, the,
plastic
the
stru- sheet.
The structure is actually, it looks like it's a cement structure entirely, but it actually the columns are made of ecological bricks. And what we did is we plastered the bricks, so the columns are actually environmental friendly columns. The roof, we rather do a light roof because the structure is meant to be a light structure. So the bamboo roof was ideal for that application, and so that's what we did. The thing is, we need to redo the roof basically and reinforce the roof again. The good thing is we did reinforcements with some steel on some critical areas of the roof, and that is why the roof didn't fly off, actually. Some of the similar roofs in other areas of Oroville actually were totally destroyed. So
yeah,
in fact, we've improved on the roof design.
Cyclone proof.
And it's been tested. Cyclone proof, yeah, exactly.
Good. How many people live in the farm right now?
We're about 11 people. Actually, you could say 13 with the two newborns. So 11 adults and two newborns. And we, with the new space that we're trying to finish, we plan to, first of all, give a little bit more comfort to the volunteers so that they can stay a long time. But we probably will add maybe three or four more volunteers to the farm to be able to help. On,
so in those 13, you calculate also the present volunteers?
13, well, 11 adults.
Yeah.
So 11 present volunteers. And out of those 11, we have about three that are part-time, and the rest are full-time volunteers. And the idea is we want to have resident volunteers, basically our civilians, newcomers, or long-term guests. That is our preference because we believe that in order to make it sustainable, we also have to be able to have people that are devoted to the farm in a long-term way.
Still, I'm confused. So the residents are 11, or that is the number, residents and volunteers?
Mixture. Residents. That's how many people are actually living at the farm at this time. We have right now three visiting guests that are volunteering, that are staying at least a month. But then the rest of us are staying here full time.
Okay. Any other thought?
Well, even though this was a calamity and a natural disaster, we're very happy to be here. The spirit of Oroville became alive during the emergency, and everybody was helping everybody, and still is. You could see that there's a lot of love and care that people are giving to others, whoever may need it. But I felt very proud of being here after the cyclone, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.